chapter 21 of the Winning Your Relationship Game book. And the title of the chapter is The Lover's Embrace. And this is also a power play. So what's the best way to get closer to my partner? How do you get to know someone? You have to spend time with them and learn about them. The first 2 years of a relationship are often heavy on deep conversation. You spend a lot of time having firsts and getting to know each other. It's one of the things that makes that time so exciting. Usually, after a time of getting to know each other, you start letting life happen. You begin to think that you know your partner. You tell yourself stories about them. Oh, she knows that I love her. He knows that I want him to compliment me. He should know that by now. She won't mind if I go to work and let her mother take care of the new baby. There's a word for all of this, assume, and everyone has heard about what that means. So keeping the learning about each other alive in your relationship is one way to keep things interesting. All the things taught in this book are geared to help you learn more about yourself and your partner. Another game to help with this is the open-ended question game. This game builds emotional intimacy between you and your partner, and I have to add, in a non-threatening way. The best way to play this is a little odd, maybe, and it makes it a little difficult to play this one alone. If your partner is willing, though, this can be a very healing exercise. What you do is have one person, a receiver or a listener, sit at one end of a couch or a love seat. The sender, or the speaker, then lies facing the receiver chest to chest. The speaker's head will be on the receiver's shoulder. Your arms will very naturally fall into an embrace. Some call this the lover's embrace. I'm including a picture of this in your package because it is a little difficult to describe. But the best way to talk about it is in the way that a mother holds a newborn infant. So think about the crook of the arm is where the baby's head is, and the baby's chest is flush against the mother's chest. And that's the way the speaker will be laid across the receiver's lap, chest to chest. So it's very difficult to be in this physically intimate position and then be hurtful to each other. In this position, the receiver, this person sitting up, will ask an open-ended question from the list provided, or you can come up with your own. The sender will tell the receiver their answer in as much detail as they like. The receiver may ask clarifying questions, but remember that it is the sender's turn to talk. Listening to our partner conveys respect and interest. After the sender has shared, switch places with your partner and repeat the process in the opposite role. This is especially helpful when you have a partner who isn't good about talking. And I usually will assign couples to do this for 5 minutes. So you're going to be speaking for 5 minutes. This isn't two-word answers here. This is sharing yourself with your partner. So it's a good practice for people to talk who aren't usually maybe that interested in talking. So what if you or your partner doesn't enjoy physical intimacy like this? I say get over it. New things are uncomfortable. You want to grow closer to this person. So getting close is the only way that that's going to happen. Unless you have a traumatic event in your past, you can handle this. If you do have a traumatic issue from the past, please get help for that. If not, then this program is about growing past discomfort. I used to be uncomfortable driving a car and riding a bike. I got over it. So the recap is, number one, continuous learning in a relationship keeps it healthy. Number two, spending time intimately with your partner in a lover's embrace can facilitate learning and emotional intimacy. So in practice, do the open-ended question game with your partner every day. You're just going to ask one question and answer it, each taking a turn in each position while in a lover's embrace. If you get stuck again, you can send me an email at allison@allisonvelez.com, and please consider joining the membership over at winningyourrelationshipgame.com. You're going to have a long list of open-ended questions that are included in your package. So print those out and use those with you and your partner in the lover's embrace. And I guarantee you, you are going to see some positive stuff come out of that exercise. I really appreciate you guys coming on this journey with me. Reading back over this stuff, there's some really useful things in here. And I think that if you implement even a few of these things, you are going to see a huge difference in your relationship. And that's one of the most important investments that we can make in our lives, is to invest into our partner and making our significant relationships strong. So thanks for joining me, and I hope to see you over on the website.